Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, the 80s. Get out of here. I think of the 80s and I think of Journey, REO Speedwagon, Asia.
All the hair bands.
Crap like that.
Yeah.
Now, some would say you can think of Bruce. You think of U2.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
As relevant in the 90s and the 2000s, frankly, those two groups.
70s music better than the 80s.
That's true.
90s better than the 80s?
Yes.
I think probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Aughts?
I think so.
What is the best decade of music? 651-461-9226. And yes, it's a little bit guided by maybe when you were a teenager or early 20s. I don't think it has to be. I still listen to modern music now. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I listen here the most, but when I'm listening to music, my top three are, of course, Jack is in the mix for sure, Current, and Katie. How many times can you listen to Russia?
Hopefully not many.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the wall. You can love this station and also love music.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Dabble
around. Sample around.
I like the 1810s, 1820s. When Beethoven was just crushing it, just symphony. Boom, boom, another symphony. Let's go.
Yeah. A lot of people think when we get 400 years from now, you'll be deciding between Beethoven or Star Wars is... the most impactful.
Yeah, well, I mean, the John Williams score
and the
incredible.
I mean, that's for you. It's for you, Mr. Cook. Okay. We have good stuff today. We have Ask. By the way, you need to text me, 651-461-9226. Best decade of music. Ask with Adam, bottom there. Andy Luger in studio, the two-time former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota in the 1 o'clock hour. Myriad of topics for him. And Bill Guerin, they met the media. Guerin and John Hines, I consumed a decent amount of it, but this will be Billy's first extended interview. And he's on with us at 2:05. How confident are you with air travel? That is my question. You just heard it again with CBS, with Newark. Newark is a bleep show. That's what it is right now. Newark, when I used to travel tracking the wolves, and actually even going to New York because I love. I don't like New York. I love New York. I think that you're either in New York is not your place or your place. I love visiting New York. I think it's magnificent. I like flying out of Newark. I think it's a better way to go. Not now. No. No thanks. When we're at nine straight days of chaos. How about the news coming out today when radar lost communications with multiple flights? So they're flying on their own. Air traffic control was not able to communicate with the planes. This occurred April 28th, nearly 90 seconds, multiple reports on that. That's not good. That is not good. You're seeing all the reports now of what has been going on. And it's troubling. And so I want to know if people think, well, this is just Newark. I don't have to worry about it. I think you're wrong. Congress in 2003 directed the FAA to modernize its systems. You know that overhaul is set to be complete? 2030. I mean, what are we doing?
Be done before Southwest Light Rail.
That's correct. And probably less expensive. And I know the greatest comeback to this is it's amazing, our safety tracker. And obviously we had the helicopter incident at Reagan. And it seems like we've had other scares or other issues at small planes. We had the situation in Philly,
yeah,
not too far after it.
Obviously up in Canada with the Delta flight flipping over.
Absolutely. But if we're going back to 2030 for the FAA to modernize their systems, and it takes 27 years, this is where, to me, we look incompetent. That's W, that's Obama, that's Trump, that's Biden, that's Trump, that's Congress. We still should be the country that gets things done. And I'll say it again. The comeback from others on airport confidence and safety, we hardly ever have a plane crash. And that's phenomenal. I am not a nervous flyer in any way. In any way. Are you?
No, I'm good.
No, I am good. But data does matter. Sean Duffy, FAA head, points out that the FAA still uses floppy disks. Floppy disks. The Government Accountability Office reported in March, 76%, wait for this, of the FAA systems are unsustainable or potentially unsustainable, which may have critical operational impacts on safety and efficiency. That's really good to hear, isn't it?
I'm the kind of guy who likes my FAA systems to be sustainable.
Yeah.
Not unsustainable.
Yeah. You know, un is really never good.
You don't want a lot of uns.
No, un, dead to me. Lose my number, un. Right? It's normally unavailable.
Yeah. Unhappy.
Unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That un. When is un good?
Not a lot of good uns. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, United Nations.
A lot of people would say United Nations, a bad un.
That's exactly right.
A lot
right.
of people not happy with that
there
un.
There are a lot of votes with that un where I'm like, what in the hell are you talking about? Un, not good. The FAA says it needs 3,000 controllers to be fully staffed, and a shortage are especially acute in the tri-state region. The union also opposed changing the federal law requiring the controllers retire by age 56. Why in the hell would they need to retire by 56?
I don't know.
Are they an offensive tackle? I mean, do you have mental acuity? Are you still sharp? Do you understand the job? 56. They're not backing up Ant tonight playing the Warriors, are they?
I don't think they are.
So here we have a conundrum. We have Newark. Just good luck to you. I mean, United's canceling 35 flights a day out of there. There are hundreds of delays already. There are hundreds of cancellations. This is day after day after day. You have a system which we said in 03, let's upgrade it. They're saying maybe by 2030, we're losing air traffic control communications. We're short a huge number of air traffic control officers, but we rarely have a crash. So what's your confidence, Dave? Don't tell me. Let's pause.
Ooh.
I want others. God, that was puking.
That was really good. That was really, mouth open, ready.
That was really, that was really like the program directors love that. Occasionally. It's also kind of pukey.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi, everybody. What's your confidence? Who's the guy? Who's Carter at the bar?
At the Honeybee?
At the Honeybee.
Oh.
It's not Rob Carson. We were talking about Rob Carson. Lindsey Gensel reached out and found Rob Carson on TV. Sent it to Adam and I. So good.
Is that Rod Irons or is that another one?
No, that's Rod Irons. Hi, everybody. It's Rod Irons here. What's your confidence level with the FAA? Hit us up on the talk lines, the smack talk lines. 651-461-9226. I won't talk like that anymore. I promise everybody I'm done with that voice.
You sound like Scott Farrell.
Hi, everybody. Is Farrell still around?
I think he is.
He's had a good run, hasn't he? You know where you have a good run? When you go to Stretch Lab.
Nice.
Because you want mobility. You want flexibility. You keep sending me stories when, you know, the aging just takes your life and just leaves you astray, including for me in about 3 weeks. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I don't care if it's your 15-year-old kid who's a shot putter, a runner. You're a 25-year-old. You still stay in shape. You're a 75-year-old, and you need to be in a lot better shape. You want that flexibility. You want that range of motion. You want to play golf without pain. You want to play pickleball. You want to go for the walk with your partner and feel great. Stretch Lab does it. I've been going for 6-plus years. They have 11 locations, trained specialists. You will absolutely feel better after your first visit. You can sign up for single visits, monthly, and half off. I repeat, half off your first visit. Sign up right now. StretchLab.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, what is our music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
Well, you know what day it is today, Chad? It is National Beverage Day. So we are raising a glass, a toast, if you will,
wow,
to what is in those glasses. with artists that have some sort of beverage in their name.
So, Winehouse.
You get it.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thank you.
651-461-9226. You can only have one beverage today. Only one beverage. Can you look up the definition of beverage?
I think something you drink is...
Is that just it? I mean, so beverage includes wine, old-fashioned, Pepsi in a can, water, everything. That's what I'm assuming, but I just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
This one does say a drink, especially one other than water.
Okay.
I don't know what makes water not part of the beverage category.
I would think water should be included.
Yeah.
You can have one beverage today. What would it be? Oh, my favorites are the ones I just said. Pepsi in a can.
Mm-hmm.
Full body cab. Old fashioned.
Those are, not three good choices, but they're good choices.
Really? Which one's not a good choice?
Pepsi in a can.
It's tremendous. It's the best. And it's incredibly different than Pepsi in a bottle. Also, we don't need this 500. There's places I stopped the other day to get Pepsi in a can. I was done with it on California. I brought it back.
You're back.
I've embraced it. They either had the bottle or the jumbo Pepsi in a can, like the 574 ounces.
That's a big ounce.
That's a lot of ounces, mm-hmm. You know. I like my ounces in certain places to be bountiful. not that much. Okay, so you can have – so if I had to pick one today, I had a Pepsi yesterday, so no. I'd probably have a nice glass of wine outside.
Okay.
That's what I would go with.
I would go outside too, but I would have a nice ice cold fresh squeezed lemonade.
Lemonade's very good.
Love lemonade.
Really, really good lemonade is tremendous. All right, we got a lot of things to discuss here. Why does WCCO not broadcast an Odyssey? We do. We're right there.
Mm-hmm.
We're right there. Go to the Odyssey app. Best music decade, the 60s. Where do you stand on that, Dave Harrigan? Your guys.
I mean, the Beatles kind of ruled it. It's not a bad decade. It's certainly better than the 80s. I don't know if it's the best.
Late 60s, early 70s, Texas says, without a doubt, the best decade of music ever.
Well, you can't cross. I'm sorry.
That
doesn't
count. It's
either 60s or 70s.
That's it.
We're not doing that.
80s. Here we go. Rat. Crew, Cinderella, Guns N' Roses, Twisted Sister, best decade. That just affirms everything I just said.
Laughable.
Oh, my God. Underwear. That's an un that you're normally pro.
Sometimes you don't want it.
Yeah. Who in their right mind would want to work for the federal government right now with all the chaos? Well, but the FAA stuff... And the air traffic controllers, this is not just under Trump, right? And there are cuts that have not made sense, and they end up rehiring a lot of people, and it's, you know, the chainsaw and then precision. And we've had the reports the last 5-6 days that a high percentage of Republicans are not going to vote for the permanent changes that Elon has offered up.
Mm-hmm.
So Elon's concept of slowing down growth of government and cutting government, sure. All for it. Precision. Makes sense. Don't jeopardize things. Redundancy, sure, but it sounds good. It's not going to amount to much. And he's become so negative, it's ended up killing stock prices for his main company. Burnout. The burnout with air traffic controllers, just the razor's edge, you have to be on all the time. That is hard. If you've ever worked somewhere and they completely changed the computer system, you would know why the government doesn't change anything. The system could be down for days and have problems for months. We work here at WCCO Radio. Our implication with air traffic controllers is nothing But we just upgraded our technology to where are we at now? Are we in the 90s now?
We're pretty good.
Are we pretty good
now?
Yeah,
we're pretty good with this brand new board here. But I mean, that's not an excuse. You can't say, well, it's going to be tough, so let's stick with the 1930s. It's fine. Yes. Whatever the Wright brothers used, that's good for us.
Yeah. This is a we stay ahead concept because we have hundreds of thousands of people could die every day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Can you play? I'd like to buy The World of Coke for your next bumper music.
No. No, I said artists or bands with a drink in their name. Not songs. We're not doing songs today. That's too easy.
Yeah. Ben Franklin, a quote. Beer is proof God loves us and wants us to be happy. I like beer. I don't love beer. Where do you stand on beer?
Like is a good one.
Yep.
Like, although I never drank a lot of beer, but I just drink less now than I used to.
Yeah, that's me. Fresca on ice with grapefruit-flavored vodka. That sounds pretty good. I have welcomed Fresca back into the beverage repertoire starting last year. My place, my little hamlet up north, which I might be done with now since I can't swing a club, they have Fresca, and I've welcomed it back. Fresca is massively underrated. Yacht Rock is so underrated. Do you think Yacht Rock is underrated?
No, I think it's vastly overrated.
I think it's properly.
I think too many people are thinking it's cool now in the last 5-10 years to be into Yacht Rock.
Chad, I got to go with an alcoholic beverage, the spicy margarita. I was tempted to say this. I like a spicy margarita, too. And we just had Cinco de Mayo. You don't like
spice? I don't like spice in my drinks.
You're soft.
Not for me.
You're just very soft.
Thank
orange
you.
Pop. This could be orange pop guy.
It could be.
I hope it is orange pop guy. I hope you're great. I'm all for taxing the rich until I become rich. Bite your tongue, boys. Prince, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, George Michael, Bruce Springsteen, U2, Janet Jackson, Metallica, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, on and on. Okay, of those 80s stars, Prince, all in. Michael, all in. Whitney, all in. George Michael, all in. Bruce Springsteen, all in. U2, Janet, Metallica, AC/DC, eh. Guns N' Roses, eh. There's just a lot of crap in the 80s.
Yeah,
also.
There's a lot of big names there, but there were a heck of a lot of other big names that were terrible.
Love Fresca while listening to 80s bangers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it works out that way. Here's a best decade for music, Adam Carter, is we ripped the 80s. We said no to the 80s.
70s.
We're in agreement.
And I think 90s is underrated.
We are in agreement. Ask Adam anything in the house. In the house. He's ready to help you out here with any issue. Complex. Sublime. You thought you never could resolve it, and Adam Carter is going to get it done with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. I was chatting today with my friend Sarah from Pella. When I move, I'm going to go to the social media with Pella, with my Instagram, maybe here, and show off the fabulous windows at the new place. Hopefully that's reasonably soon. I've lived in a house with Pella windows for close to 2 decades and have loved it. And when I decided to make changes to my present house, I did 2 things. One, I went to PellaNorthland.com and realized that Pella, celebrating 100 years in business, which tells you how brilliant they are, they're willing to come out to a house or a condo for free. Take a look at what you have, work with your budget, show off their style, and they'll make it work. You also can just go to a showroom. I have one in Plymouth. Dave's got one in Woodbury. Opposite sides of town. Take a look at it. They are the best. I believe in them 1,000%. Phenomenal deal in May also. 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. There's no reason to hesitate. Check them out today. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.